prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Well, welcome, welcome, and good evening to you. This is Glenn, the Director of Research from International Health, based in Arizona. It's 5 o'clock here in Arizona. We are on West Coast time. It's still about 90 degrees. And filling in for Pastor Butch tonight. And I don't know where to start. I hosted the two-hour show of the Power Hour this morning and really let a lot of information out, so I'm going to say the same thing to the listeners here. But because this is a purely Christian show, to say that I'm mad as hell is an understatement. And I'm trying to remember and keep in mind that Jesus Christ, Yahshua HaMashiach, died for everybody's sin. But I am so angry. The tyranny I see happening in our country, the killing of the unborn, this push, the vaccine push, the masks, the fake pandemic, everything going on. So first thing I'm going to do, write down my personal number at my research office. We are on West Coast time, 480-429-0021. 480-429-0021. Why do I want you to write that down? Because I'm going to be talking about several things tonight. I don't have the time to go into real depth, but just to let you know, I'm 70 years old. I've been Director of Research and Development for International Health for 32 years since we started it. I have advanced studies in three primary areas: clinical nutrition, hormone biochemistry, and infectious diseases. And the 28, 29 years I have an experience in infectious diseases, very important right now, because what is happening to this country, what has happened with this fake pandemic, what is coming, is very important. So since what I will do, you call me. If you hear this, one of the topics that I mention is of interest to you, okay, I have literally hundreds of emails of medical studies, scientific studies. Everything I'm going to tell you tonight is pure science, common sense, and God's word. I've also had a ministry called Biblical Health for 28 years. My wife and I used to travel just about every weekend speaking to professing Christians. You and I both know, especially with what we're seeing going on in the churches right now, many, many, many professing Christians are what I call the Matthew 7 Christians. Read it. come to me in that day. We've all heard the scripture. We've all had it, read it or whatever. Many will come to me in that day and say, Lord, Lord, screaming it out. They're not just saying, Lord, Lord. It's Lord, Lord. Didn't we do all these miracles in your name? And they used the name of Jesus or maybe his real name, Yahshua HaMashiach. What does he say to them? I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness, iniquity, anomia. You rejected my Torah and everything in it, so now I'm going to reject you. So, just a couple things. When this fake pandemic broke out last year, now, am I saying that there's not a virus? No. Am I saying people didn't die? No. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying I have documents, they're out there, that 10 years ago there was a paper written by one of the most satanic organizations on planet Earth, the Rockefeller Foundation, that said, here's how we are going to collapse the United States. It's the last country standing in the way of our New World Order. And it goes by a lot of different names. The deep state, if you're a Christian, a Bible-believing Christian, then in the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation, we know it as the beast system, okay? And they basically planned out, okay, that we're going to start with a fake pandemic, then we're going to collapse the economy, and the United States will fall into our hands. So let's see what has happened with a virus that if you do nothing, if you don't do any drugs, don't do anything, it has a 99.8% recovery rate. 99.8% of the people who got this bioweapon, it is and was a bioweapon released probably by the Chinese. Good, I mean, there's a very good clue. I've got emails proving that. That's why I say, if you want proof of this, just call me, and if you have email, I'll send you all the emails. In fact, I was counting up the other day, because when this first started to hit, and because I have formed relationships with scientists all over the world in the last 30 years of doing this, I started to get emails every day about what is this virus, what's going on, what's this, you know, flatten the curve, it's only going to affect us for a couple of weeks or a couple of months. And now we're well into a year. They've used to call it collapse the economy, getting people acting like sheep. So I started to save all the email medical studies about it. Then all this masking. And the first thing, when they first started to talk about masks, I mean, you got to be an idiot. My people perish for lack of knowledge. A dime store mask is going to stop a microscopic virus? Are you kidding me? So I started to save all the emails and the scientific studies about how dangerous masks are. I have those. Then the vaccine. And I can tell you right now, beyond any shadow of a doubt, the whole purpose of this whole fake pandemic, this is not a pandemic. They actually changed the definition of a pandemic before they released this. The last true pandemic was the 1918, what they called the Spanish flu. It had nothing to do with Spain. It was the Rockefeller vaccines that were given to the troops going to World War One, and it spread worldwide, killed 50 to 100 million people. That was a true pandemic, man-made. It was a beta test. Okay, that's exactly what's going on now. But we're talking totally different. And we'll talk about the vaccine here in a minute, because your eternal life is in your hands. So anyway, I was curious the other day, you know, how many of these medical studies and scientific studies and all these emails I had gotten from world-famous scientists, I've even been on radio shows with some of them, how many do I have? I added them up, over 800. This is why I'm saying to you, if you hear me talk about something tonight and you need more in-depth medical research, scientific research, what other experts are saying, call me at my research office, 480-429-0021. If you get the voicemail, Leave your name and number. I'll always call you back. All right. So let's end some of the, lies, deception, okay, about the vaccine. If you take it, you're probably going to die. Oh, Glenn, that sounds conspiratorial. I'm not the one saying it. I am a watchman on the wall, Ezekiel 33. Okay, I have documented medical studies from some of the greatest scientists. I'll mention Dr. Judy Miklovitz. Her credentials are longer than your arm. World-famous microbiologist. Okay, Del Bigtree. Robert Kennedy. Okay, famous scientist. This vaccine. Now, being 70 years of age, I think my parents, they were very educated. Only I was the youngest of four children. I remember getting one vaccine when I was younger. Okay? The vaccines we grew up with were grown in chicken eggs. Yes, they had aborted baby cells in them. Yes, they were toxic, but they were different. Now we have what's known as mRNA. Okay, messenger RNA. I have documented proof that they change the DNA of the human body. Now, why is that a big deal? Well, let's go back to Genesis. And if there's one thing we should be learning and have driven into our mind, and thanking God that we live in the country that used to be the United States, it isn't anymore, is that God's mercy is new every day. With what is coming out about the history of this country, okay, the deep state has always been here during all of our growing up, okay, the beast system has been forming and forming and being put together, now it's rearing its ugly head, but with what is now coming out about the using of aborted babies, the killing of the baby, the torturing and the raping and drinking their blood for the adrenochrome and all of the satanic ritual abuse that has been going on for decades. God should have burnt up this country decades ago. But in his mercy, he didn't. Not yet. It's coming very quickly. So let's go back in history and into God's word. Why in the book of Genesis did God finally say, that's it? And he gave Noah, what, he was building the ark over 100 years, okay? And what was happening and what finally happened where God said, that's it, I have to destroy the whole earth except for Noah and his family. And the first time I read this, I didn't understand it at all. So I did a full etiology word study in the Greek and Hebrew, Aramaic, but it says Noah and his family were perfect in their generations. What does that mean? And then it Genesis 6, it's right there, and most of the churches don't even touch this. Most of the churches now have become a bunch of wimpy pastors, if you want to call them that. If you go to a church that's making you wear a mask, leave. It's getting so bad here in Arizona that churches are calling their parishioners. People go to their church and saying, if you don't have the vaccine, don't come to church. The people saying that and are going to burn in hell. And if that offends you, I really don't give a flip. I don't give a flip anymore. Okay, I'm a political atheist. There is nobody who's going to save this country but Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And hopefully you've read the end of the book, but what is starting, what's already started, and is going to get worse and worse and worse, is what this communist Bolshevik administration, who just stole the election, okay, look what they're doing. But we go back to Genesis 6. What was happening? Satan was sending his fallen angels. They were having sex with women and creating a hybrid being called a Nephilim, before and after the flood. That's who the Jews encountered going into the promised land, where they said, we are but grasshoppers in our own sight. Okay, and they have found beds that are 15, 18, 20, 25 feet long. There were giants in the land. Okay, so this was the Nephilim. So So what it did, because they were changing the blood DNA, trying to change the line of the Messiah. What did God have to do? What did God do? The most merciful God we can even imagine wiped out the whole planet, except for Noah and his family, who were perfect in their generations. It simply meant their blood had not been corrupted. So did Satan leave? Nope. Has he been working on this for centuries? Yes. Genetically modified foods, vaccines with aborted baby cells in it, okay, changing the DNA, and now the ultimate is, because everything now, all over the news, and there is no honest news on TV, none, and I don't care who you watch, listen to, you are not hearing at all. There are thousands of people a week dying from the vaccines, tens of thousands being injured. Hearing anything about that? Nope, it's all get your vaccine, get your vaccine, get your vaccine. Get the needle into you. And legally, and it's already been proven in court cases, it's not even a vaccine. It's a medical device that changes your DNA. So, and to say my heart is broken, because I tell people on all the radio shows that I do, if you need a free consultation, we will go call me. And again, 480-429-0021. And we'll go over any medications you're taking. We'll go over what diseases you've been told you have, what you're eating. And because there is no such thing as an incurable disease. I don't care what you've been told you have. But everybody who calls, because the 90% of the radio shows I do are Christian-based. But I always ask people when they call, what do you believe spiritually? Because I don't want to step on any toes. So when they say they're Christians, I say, okay, we'll see. And it's heartbreaking. And now, have I had a burning bush experience on this? No. But what do you think is going to happen if a Christian, quote-unquote, who says they believe in God's word, they have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior for the remission of their sins, takes a vaccine that changes their DNA? When God looks at them, is he going to see a human being or is he going to see a Nephilim? Well, I don't know. Now, I know what the scientists are saying, okay? And I know that what's in the vaccine, and if you have family members who are sitting on the fence about taking the vaccine, please call me. I can overwhelm you with articles, scientific articles. So if they're scientifically minded, if they're just lay people and need to hear it in layman's terms, I could overwhelm you with articles about why not to take the vaccine. Okay? Please, I am begging you, do not take the vaccine. Are they going to make it mandatory? That's going to be very interesting because there's already been a lawsuit settled back in 2018. They can't make it mandatory. So who are they going to use? The companies to say, well, I mean, here in Arizona, our governor, who's a criminal, okay, but he did lift the mask mandate. We'll talk about the masks in a minute. Okay. Well, he lifted the mask mandate, but you still have stores that say you have to wear the mask. Really? And let me guarantee you something. I'm already talking to lawyers all over the country. And if you watch any TV whatsoever, you cannot help but see the ads from law firms advertising, if you've been exposed to Roundup Ready weed killer and have non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is blood cancer, call our law offices. We'll get you a settlement. Mark my word, within a few months, they're going to be advertising, if you were denied service for not wearing a mask, call our law offices. And you know what? I know Christians are not supposed to sue Christians, but every time that I walk into a store and they try to force me to wear a mask, I take out my camera and say, smile. And what's your name? What's your badge number? And if you need to get your manager, do so. And you'll be getting a letter from my lawyer, because I'm going to sue your ass. And ass is a biblical term. So I put, you know, I tell him, I don't have to wear your mask. Well, yes, you do in the store. I said, you see this thing I'm wearing around my neck? Okay, American with Disabilities Act. Have a health problem. And it's none of their business what it is. I don't have to tell them. But it says I don't have to wear a mask. The first fine is $75,000. Trust me, if we don't push back, if we don't do what Jesus did, what did he do with the money changers sitting outside selling all the crap they were selling, you know, of the temple? He put together a three-strand cord and beat them. And this idea, this is why I say I'm having, and I'm taking this to God in prayer every day. Lord, I think you died for these people too if they repent. But the book of Romans talks about unregenerated, people who cannot be saved. Okay? So, I don't understand it totally. I'm doing major word studies on it. Okay? Are the people truly unsavable? Or if they truly repent, would they be saved? Yes, I believe so. But in the meantime, look at the people running the government. This is a communist Bolshevik takeover, pushing of the New World Order. They are collapsing the economic system of our country. This was all outlined decades ago, and it's up on the internet. Look up Cloward Piven Agenda, Cloward, Piven, Piven, Agenda. Husband and wife communists were teaching at some college on the East Coast and basically said, well, the United States is too strong militarily to beat them that way. The only way to collapse the United States is to overload the welfare system. Are they doing it? Yep. Why are the only people who really died from this virus 60 and older? Because Social Security is broke. Medicare is broke. The pensions are broke. Who do they have to get rid of us? Rid of us old people. Okay, 65 or older, you are marked for death. And I hate to be, and I'm just passing on what Dr. Judy Miklovitz said. She estimates 50 to 100 million Americans will be dead by the end of the year. Because when they release the next wave, and it may have started going on in Brazil and Africa, but Brazil, a new variant, they're calling it. Look at people. If you're naive enough to think that the deep state, the deep state, the bioweapons that are so chilling that they could spray them over a city and 90% of the city would be dead within a couple of days. They have gene specific. The Israelis have been working on for years now. The Israelis, are these the righteous? No, this is a synagogue of Satan. But they have developed gene-specific bioweapons. When they release them, who would it kill? Arabs only. Would not touch the Jewish blood. Oh, come on, they really have that? Yep, have absolute proof of that. And they're working with the Chinese. I have the letter from the Chinese, one of the top generals, who said, we need to take the United States in one piece, and we are going to attack the United States and kill every man, woman, and child. And what are they doing? Well, this is why, and Pastor Butch talks about this, I will tell you right now, okay, we have a hyperinflationary depression on the way. You cannot print up trillions and trillions and trillions, and the average American is so dumb, so stupid when it comes to economics. Okay, and I'll just give you a little test. Describe to me, and I ask people to do this all the time, how many, if you had $1,000 bills, how many $1,000 bills does it take to make $1 million? You'd be amazed at the answers I get, but it's 1,000. 1,000 is 1,000,000. 1,000,000,000 is 1,000,000,000. 1,000,000,000,000 is 1,000,000,000,000. And we, you know, it used to be we heard, well, the deficit's a few hundred million. Then it went into the billions. Now they're talking about a spending bill of $2 trillion, this and that. The average American is never taught this. We've been so dumbed down. They don't teach economics. So let's just use something that maybe you'll understand and realize what's coming. Let's use time. This was the greatest explanation I ever heard by a Christian economist. And he said, look, when you get up to 9 zeros and 12 zeros and talk about billions and trillions, the average American, just their mind shuts down. So he said, let's use something that we all understand, time. 60 seconds in a minute, 60 minutes in an hour. Okay, a friend comes to you and says, I want to borrow some money, and I'll pay you back in 1 million seconds. Well, wouldn't take too much to get your calculator, figure out 1 million seconds is 12 days. Oh, yeah, I'll loan you money. You're my friend. Right, for 12 days, no problem. Well, you come to me on the 12th day and say, what I meant to say is I'll pay you back in a billion seconds. And as this Christian economist said, excuse me, that's not only quantitatively different, it's qualitatively different. When you go from a million seconds to a billion, you go from 12 days to 32 years. 1 billion seconds is 32 years. So, then he said, trillion. A trillion seconds is 32,000 years. 32,000 years. And he gave the example, if you started a business on the day Jesus Christ was born, and that business lost $1 million a day, you would not accumulate a trillion-dollar loss till the year 2700. And our government has printed complete fiat fake money in the last year, $10 trillion. Our debt is unpayable. What are they doing? Maybe you've heard about the reset. We're going to have a global reset. What are they doing? What do they have to do first? They have to end the United States currency as the reserve currency. So when they collapse it into a hyperinflationary depression, that's happened throughout history. Oh, they'll be there saying, look, we don't need currency. It's dirty. We'll just go digital, everything. And all you'll have to do is consume, obey us, and, you know, maybe take a chip, whatever it's going to be. We'll take care of you. Look what they're doing now. How many entrepreneurs do you know that are left in this country? It's called guaranteed monthly income. Here it comes. It's a perfect satanic setup. And that's what's going on. And what is the ultimate goal? That's what the vaccine, that was the ultimate goal from day one of this fake pandemic. Okay, children do not even have, I hear music. So we'll come back after the break. I'll continue talking about this. Keep in mind, 480-429-0021. Give me a call. We'll be back after the break.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com, or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Brother, hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
Well, welcome back to Pastor Butch Show. This is Glenn, the Director of Research for International Health, based in Arizona. And, yeah, his theme song, it is war. And if you are not awake, you and your family are going to suffer terribly. And, I mean, I could go on and on. Like I said, I've got over 800 emails about the fake pandemic, what it truly is, why they started this mask wearing, and it's worse now than we ever thought because this has been going on for a year. There are now videos of scientists with very powerful microscopes putting the masks under their microscope and photographing nanoworms that when you breathe on them, they move, okay, chemicals in the mask. Most of the masks come from China. We are at war with China. We might not be lobbing missiles back and forth. We will be shortly, okay? But if you wear a mask, I'm telling you right now, you're going to get terrible lung problems, okay? You do the PCR test. There is now an FDA-approved saliva test that there are videos of the nanorobots at the tip of that big ice, whatever they call it, that thing they stick up your nose. There's nanoworms in it. There's Morgellons fibers moving. It's a vaccination. They put it right up next to your brain. If you allow that to happen, you're probably going to die. And any of your people that you care about, your relatives, your loved ones, if they take the vaccine, you better prepare spiritually and physically. There's a very good possibility they're going to die. Okay? Sorry to be there. I'm just a watchman on the wall. Okay? So we could go on, but if you call me, I can send you so many emails to prove what I'm saying, and it's not me saying it. I'm simply the messenger. Ezekiel 33 makes it very clear. When I know this, I have to tell you, because if I don't tell people, then their blood would be on my hands. Read Ezekiel 33. As a watchman, I have to. I don't know why God chose me to do this, except he chooses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, okay? I never lose a debate. I don't want to sound prideful. I go over to a hospital twice a week and have little teaching sessions, okay? And the nurses, most of them are nurses or physician's assistants. The few times real doctors, MDs, have come in, and I'll get into debate with them. I never lose because I did what James 1 said to do. If you lack wisdom, ask me. So do I have a lot of book learning? Yes. As a research scientist? Yes. But God also gave me wisdom because I asked him for it. And if you lack wisdom, ask him for it. He'll give it to you. Okay? Now, that doesn't mean that your relatives and the people that you really care and love about are going to listen to you. Okay? But I can give you the necessary tools that if they haven't had the vaccine yet and are on the fence about it, that maybe you can stop them. Because they change their DNA, God only knows what's going to happen. Okay? And you cannot detoxify from this vaccine. The old vaccines, yes, there were specific ways to detoxify. But now that you change your DNA, can't happen. Now, is God going to leave us defenseless during this time? Okay? No, he's not. Okay? And because I do so many radio shows, I get calls every week from numerous manufacturers. Okay? And the ones that are advertised with Pastor Butch, please take advantage of them. Okay? He's got some good products. The food, I'm telling you right now, the food is moving toward a hyperinflationary blow-off. God's word is very clear. Eventually, one day's wages will buy you one meal. We have a client who's one of the top 10 largest families, farmers, in the United States. And if you know anything about farming, they get a line of credit with banks. Then they buy their seeds and fertilizers. They plant and then pay back the loan when they harvest. Well, this man, he owns hundreds and hundreds of farms. I've become very good friends with him. He has a $100 million line of credit. They offered him $500 million if they needed it, but he knew the debt trap, so he didn't do it. Okay? His wholesale price for seeds and fertilizers are doubling every couple of months. It's already happening. There is a huge supply chain breakdown in the food supply. Numan is a good brand. You stock up. If you don't want to go hungry or if you want to save money, I guarantee you the prices we're holding back and the companies who do. And there's a lot of crap out there, too, as far as storage food. You got to make sure it's organic and non-GMO. Most important thing is water. What would you pay for water? And do not assume it's going to come out of your tap, okay? Every time you go to the store, buy a gallon of water. Now, it's in a plastic container, which is pretty toxic, so make sure you have good water filters, okay? Call me and I can recommend. I think Pastor Butch sells the Big Berkey. That's one of the good ones. But you need to buy Big Berkeys or whatever water filter has got proof, and then a whole bunch of filters, and every time you go to the store, you buy gallons of water, or what are they, $1, $1.25, stick them in every nook and cranny of your house or apartment. And everything I'm going to tell you to do is based on not only God's word, but your resources. Resources means two things. The availability in your community of the healthiest, organic, non-GMO food, and what your budget is. I talk to people who are multimillionaires. Money is no challenge for them. Then I also talk to people who are on Social Security disability, and I don't even know how they're able to survive every month. So you base it all on your resources. But what will you pay for water? You can go a long time without food. God's word calls it fasting. It's actually very good for you. How long can you go without water? 3 to 4 days, and you start dying. And what will you pay? Okay, Canada is the Saudi Arabia of water. Pure water, more pure water in northern areas of Canada. And who now owns Canada? The communist Chinese military. It will be used as a weapon. Okay? The aquifers in this country are owned by the multi-billionaires, multi-trillionaires, okay, deep state, satanic, God-hating baby killers. They own all the water in the United States. Would you pay $5 a gallon for gas? Yeah. What would you pay for water? And when the power goes out, not if, when, there ain't going to be any water coming out of your tap, and people will kill you for a gallon of water. That's why when you stock up every nook and cranny, you keep it to yourself. Do you need to have like-minded individuals, you know, who are on the same mindset as you? Yeah, food, water, if you have the resources, precious metals, and I count three metals as precious metals. The only biblical money is gold and silver. What I add into that is lead in the shape of bullets. One of our customers, a very large company here in Arizona, okay, he manufactures high-end equipment for like snipers and military and law enforcement and very high-end what's called match-grade ammo. And he deals with some very big companies. And he just had an order placed with him from a very big military-type company, private company, for 1 million rounds of 9mm and 1 million rounds of .223. And he asked the owners, oh, excuse me, you don't sell ammo. What are you doing? He says, well, we have military contacts and we know what's coming. Would I ever want to take a person's life? No. Will I? Do I have a biblical right? If they come to do me and my family harm, I will shoot them dead without any hesitation. I'll try to get them saved first, but if they keep coming to take what's not theirs, they will. You know, I'll just ask them, do you know the Lord? Because I'm going to arrange the meeting. So whatever you can do with the resources that you have, food will be more expensive by the end of the year, incredibly more expensive. So whatever you get right now, and maybe that just means an extra couple of cans every time you go to the store. But the most important thing will be water. Water, 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 every nook and cranny, and then good water filters to filter out all the estrogen-like compounds that are in the plastic bottles that will seep into the water. You have to have water. And if you don't prepare, a wise man sees what's coming and prepares. A fool does nothing and suffers. Okay? God's word is very clear. Are we going into a time of great persecution? Yes. Okay, is that in God's word? Yes. And if you bought the lie, well, you could show up any day now to rapture us out of here. You better do some more research. Do I believe in the rapture? Yep. Do I believe he's coming any day now? No. I think in his mercy, quite frankly. Look at the church. The church is acting like a whore. Why would he come for a church who's acting like a whore? Because if he really came, most of the church wouldn't even go. I think in his mercy, he's holding off, waiting for us to repent, waiting us to change from being Matthew 7 Christians. Well, I raised my hand one day and accepted Jesus like a little puppy dog. Now I live like hell the rest of the week. Okay, do everything that his word says don't do. And, yeah, he's going to take me out of here, really. Time to quit playing church. Times are getting very, very rapidly. The persecution has already started. Look what they did to that church up in Canada. They built 3 chain-link fences around it. And when the people came on Sunday and were just singing hymns and praying, but some of them started to tear down the fence, they sent in 200 SWAT teams. That's what's going to happen to the body of Christ. The people in charge of our government hate Christians and the real Jews. Okay? They're satanic. They are reprobate minds. Read about it in Romans. Okay? They are lovers of death. Okay? They care nothing. Look what's going on at the southern border. And let me just tell you, because many of our clients are law enforcement and federal officials. Multiply anything that you hear on mainstream media by 10. That's what's coming across the border. They're raping children right in front of the government officials. Child sexual abuse going on. Feds can't do or won't do anything about it. That's an invasion. and they're bringing across the border the most horrendous infectious diseases you can imagine. And then they're putting them on airplanes and buses and trains and shipping them all over the country. Why? They want another disease outbreak. Okay, I don't know if you heard about it. I think it happened about 3 weeks ago. They let a guy in from the Congo where they're having a major outbreak of Ebola. And if you don't know what Ebola is, pretty ugly disease. You bleed out of every orifice, liquefies your organs, and you just, you know, dissolve. Well, they let him into the country. He gets on a bus in Pennsylvania and vomits, projectile vomits, over most of the people on the bus, passes out. The ambulance comes. They test him. He's got Ebola. Wow. And then what's coming across our southern border? Extremely drug-resistant infectious tuberculosis. And I do not want to sound like a racist, but I'm going to warn you right now. If you're standing in a line somewhere, like at a grocery store or a Walmart or a Kmart, somebody's coughing behind you, turn around and look at them, okay? If you can tell they are of non-American descent, get the hell out of there. Has God provided products to protect us? Now, I want to make sure that if there's anybody from the FDA listening, I'm not making any drug claims. I'm holding harmless the radio station that I'm talking on, not making any claims. I'm simply telling you, as a research scientist, our nano silver product, 30 parts per million, has been medically tested against corona and SARS and Ebola, and golly, the results are quite remarkable. Why, at the beginning of this whole thing, over a year ago, did the federal government attack 68 companies who make nano silver products? Some of them actually got raided by SWAT team, okay, FBI and FDA. Why? Our manufacturer did. And we have the only one that's an alkaline structured water base, okay? And shut them down for a while. They had the resources to hire a very powerful anti-FDA law firm, and we kicked their butt in court. We have to be careful of claims, but why did they go after the silver industry? Because that's God's antimicrobial. Coronavirus and SARS and all these terrible diseases, and they're wiped out. How does that mean that's the only thing you need? No. Vitamin D. I was extremely pleased and surprised. They actually, on the controlled media, that's nothing but lies, okay, they actually had a doctor on talking about the need for vitamin D3. Everybody's low, especially dark-skinned individuals, because they don't get much from the way God did it, which was with sun. And said, and I have articles, very famous doctors, saying this whole pandemic is nothing more than a vitamin D3 pandemic, a low lack of vitamin D3. We just came out with a new cream through the skin. Each pump is 10,000 IU with K2 in it, okay, and can raise your vitamin D3 level, because when you go through the gut has been so destroyed by Roundup Ready and the glyphosate, you might get 5 or 10% absorption. When you go through the skin directly into the bloodstream, you got to keep your vitamin D3 levels up. You got to keep vitamin C levels up, okay? You've got to keep zinc. Zinc literally is an 800-pound gorilla that stands in front of what's called the receptor site in the body. I don't want to get too technical, but you have receptor sites where viruses get in. Zinc acts like an 800-pound gorilla standing in front of that receptor site and said, nope, Mr. Virus, you ain't getting in till you get through me. Okay, healthiest food you can. If you eat anything that's non-GMO, okay, or is genetically modified, you're eating poison. That's any food advertised on TV. Real simple rule of thumb. And you got to follow the money. The food industry partnered with Big Pharma, the satanic, the biggest satanic cartel in the world. Revelation 18 talks about it. All the nations are deceived by their sorcery. Well, the Greek word for sorcery is pharmakia. Now, do I think doctors are miraculous? Yeah, for trauma. I've seen it up close and personal with my own family members. You have a heart attack or a stroke, break a bone, you're certainly not going to go to a chiropractor. You go to a trauma center. What they can do there, I have the greatest respect for trauma center doctors. What they can do to save the life of a busted up human body is nothing short of miraculous. The flip side of that is the drug industry. And they partnered with the food industry. They started to spray glyphosate, Roundup Ready, on our food in 1975. Around 1980, the food science company started to see an explosion of every disease known to medical science directly related to glyphosate poisoning. I have the list of the food. Real simple rule of thumb. If a food is advertised on TV, a television commercial is a minimum of $250,000 for a 30-second commercial. Who can afford that? Big pharma, big food industry. So the McMaggot burgers and Kentucky Fried Cancer and Pizza Slut and all of the sodas. You drink soda, you're going to die. And just ask yourself, how do you like the taste of aborted baby cells as a sweetener? Anything advertised on TV is poison. They're the only ones who can afford that. So they partnered with Big Pharma, creating all the disease, put $4 trillion into the coffers of Big Pharma last year. And they haven't cured a disease. Name me one disease. I challenge anybody. Name me one disease that a vaccine has ever stopped, that the medical industry has ever cured. They're not in the business of curing. And it's getting worse and worse. We're going into medical martial law. But God's sake, when it gets overwhelming, you have to remember God's word is always true. So one thing you must do every day, Psalms 91, personalize it. He'll give his angels charge over you. No plague will come near your house. Personalize it. Pray it several times a day. Then when things get overwhelming, and I know the feeling, there are days when I'll get dozens and dozens of emails from scientists all over the world. It becomes so overwhelming, I just have to take a break. And I'll take out God's word and read Psalms 2. He's laughing at them. He's up in heaven laughing at these satanic bastards who are doing this, saying, go ahead, finish what you're going to do. You want billions of people dead. Okay, you're going to get billions of people dead, but they'll live with me forever. Okay? You only die physically. You don't die spiritually. Okay? We will spend eternity in a very nice place while the people doing this, the Bill Gates and the Fauci's and the scumbag, satanic, God-hating baby killers will spend eternity in hell getting what they deserve. But just read Psalms 2. It will bring you great comfort. He holds them in derision. He's laughing at them while they do all of this. Is it going to be nice down here? No. Are millions of us going to die? Yes. But God's in control. So, you know, what's the purpose of, you know, when he says a wise man sees what's coming and prepares and a fool does nothing? Think of the number of people that you'll be able to help. If you have excess food and excess water, okay, and don't need it for yourself necessarily, what did Jesus do before he preached the gospel to him? And keep in mind what the gospel means. The good news of eternal life, okay, through our Lord and Savior, Yahshua HaMashiach is his real name, Yahushua. Jesus is an anglicized Western name for him. But he knows who we're talking to, okay? But what did he do before he preached the gospel? Many times he fed them. So think of, you know, you got, and I wouldn't go around broadcasting that you have all this extra food or water, okay? But think of the people you might be able to help and then preach the gospel to them, okay? That's what this is all about, okay? Are millions of us going to die? Yep. Millions of us going to have our heads chopped off? Yep. So what? So what? We will spend eternity in a very wonderful place, okay? And you know, his word tells us what to do down here. Get ready for what's coming. It's only going to get worse. And I'm not trying to give you be the bearer of bad news. I just want you to understand. But that's why, if you're dealing with any health challenges right now, let's get you healthy. Because what we call the healthcare system, I hear this every week when I go to the hospital and have my little classes. They're running out of drugs. There's a shortage of drugs. Okay, you've got nurses and doctors quitting in droves, cannot take just the crap going on with the pharmaceutical bureaucracy and the overwhelming of our sick care system. The healthcare system has already started. So what does that mean? That if you have some disease, that if you can't get the drug, you would die. Well, why don't we help you fix that disease right now so you can be healthy and vigorous and energetic and help other people? That's why, please, call me, 480-429-0021. If you get the voicemail, just means I'm on the other line doing a consultation with somebody else. If there's any interest in the things I was talking about tonight and you need email, articles or scientific things like that. And again, God is not going to leave us defenseless. Some of the products I've been hearing about in the last month or so, I've been invited to be on conference calls with some of the top research scientists in the world. And I just sit there and ask God, wait a minute, why little old Glenn from International Health, just a little company in Arizona, why am I on the other line with some of the greatest scientific minds in the world? Because I've given my life to him. I'll do anything to be in the center of his will. And I'm telling you, there are breakthrough products, what I call witty inventions. That's what chapter 8, verse 12 in the King James Version, that's what it calls them. Pray for the knowledge of witty inventions. Well, what's that? A God-given idea. And some of the things I've been hearing that are going to bring great hope and great healing to the human race until we go home. I mean, I'm hearing things and I'm just shaking my head and saying, thank you, God. You're not going to leave us defenseless. Okay? I mean, diseases will be cured. So I hear the music. Praise God. Blessings to everyone. Please call me, 480-429-0021. Blessings to everyone, and please be safe. I am a phone call away. Bye-bye now.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.